Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then I was like, whose is it? And then he's like, it's mine. Okay,
oh.
I'm sorry. I would have
kind of loved that. I love that for them.
Died. I don't. By the way, it's like so gross. And this is why men and women cannot be friends.
What?
Where do you put this one?
Yeah.
Does he have the remote and you're walking around the grocery store?
That'll get rid of your anxiety real quick.
Real quick, honey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet, and welcome, fourth sister, because, you know, the girls are back as always. Hello.
We're back.
Hello.
Jackie was like, I have a busy day. The only time I can jump on is right now in like 5 minutes. And we were like, by the way, it's 9 a.m. and we're still like in our pajamas. I just threw Piper in the car so daddy could take her. And I'm just like, but here we are, just, you know, in bare face and bare asses. wait, Jackie, what were you just saying?
Oh, just yesterday was insane. So drove to LA for a customer site, then left LA, drove to Riverside, which for people that are SoCal people, that's like a long drive. Then from Riverside, go back to Downey. Then I had to go and drop off my coworker in Ontario and then come home. I left at 8 in the morning. I didn't get home until almost 11 at night.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. You might as well be an Uber driver. Good Lord.
So I'm going to my expense report and I'm going to report that mileage.
Yeah.
That was insane.
That is crazy. Do they just reimburse you for gas or do you?
I don't know. There's like a calculation on mileage. So like you enter the address of the customer and like the customer, whatever, or whatever your route you did, and then it'll calculate it for you.
Add in the drop off to you for your coworker. Nothing is free, honey. Nothing is free.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
I mean,
because had they Ubered, they would have probably charged that to the company.
And it would have been more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Exactly.
So you're saving the company money. You're a good employee.
Yeah. Very nice.
Very nice.
So that's what's up.
Okay.
What about you guys?
Okay. Jess, what's happening with you?
No, I was just telling Natalie right before we started was that my anxiety this week has been just through the roof to the point where I don't know what to do to bring it down to a manageable level. Like it is just,
yeah.
And I'm sure it's everything that's going on around the world, personal, yeah. But it's just like, it's
too heavy. It's heavy.
Like, I feel like I can't breathe kind of anxiety, you know?
Yeah. I totally feel you on that. And, as much as like you want to talk to yourself and like, you know, try to breathe and, you know, maybe just like stay, like don't watch the news for a few hours. I feel like everyone just like has the news on in the background and it's just like constant, constant, constant. Which, you know, last week I couldn't even do a regular show because I just felt like it was just inappropriate and tone deaf. Yeah. And it just like, but I understand that people also want a little relief.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like this weird line of what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. I even did a post on Instagram yesterday of like, you know, seeing influencers, you know, like, is it a distraction or do you feel like, you know, this is not the time and the place to like be hawking your products and what the mascara you like and whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
some people
are like, honestly, we like the distraction. We like to be able to just go on social media and like not think about what's going on. And then some people are like, yeah, but like, not right now. Like, this isn't, it's inappropriate. And then some are like, I like a little bit of both. I like someone that can acknowledge what's going on, but also give us like their day to day. And I think that, yeah. I think that there is a way to like do both, you know, it's like acknowledging what's going on and not being like completely, you know, just, I don't know.
Like blind to it and just kind of.
Yeah. And like not even acknowledge it. But also understand that like we also have to maybe continue our lives, and it's just really hard. It's a really hard line of like.
And you don't want to sound insensitive.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, right? So because your heart does break, but then I also understand that, but we have to go on with our day-to-day life.
Exactly. But I think both can coexist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously.
So like this week, I've been trying to, you know, with the bad anxiety, like bring things back into perspective, the things that I'm grateful for, the things that I'm,
that's good.
You know, just bringing that hope back so that that way I feel like I can, I'm not on that ledge, you know, on that anxiety ridden spiraling down. Instead, it's like, no, zoom out. Yeah.
It's like, it's being able to, it's controlling the controllables, right? Mm-hmm. We can't control what's happening overseas. We can't control, you know, other things, but we can control how we feel. We can control what's going on in our home, and you know what I mean? And so this thing that I posted, and it said 45 self-care ideas, but there was like a bunch of things. And it was like doing a brain dump, like writing everything down, right? That like is on your head, decluttering your physical space, checking in on yourself, doing like a full body scan, go get a massage, eat your greens, move your body because endorphins.
I was just gonna say, go for a walk.
Exactly.
Well, Matt and I have been going to the gym together, and that has been great. And it's fun having, well, I mean, we have a good time every time we go. Like we're I think we laugh more than we.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, hey, it's an ab workout, so I guess it counts.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that we can continue to do those things. Obviously surrounding yourself with people that, you know, bring you happiness and bring you joy, that can make you laugh, like listen to shows and, or whatever, or watch movies that make you laugh. Right. So it's just like a little of those distractions I think can go a long way, you know, and also not looking so far in the future that also can cause major anxiety. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I'm on a day by day, minute by minute. So I'm just like, just get through right now.
Just right now.
Just
exactly.
Right now. Just one step in front of the other. You'll be okay. And then, and then tomorrow we'll figure out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all you can do.
Exactly. But anyways, on a lighter note, Riley and I bought this thing on Amazon. And it is a high frequency wand. You know, like when you go and get a facial
wand.
I was like, wait, where is this conversation going right now? What?
Where do you put this wand?
Yeah.
Does he have the remote and you're walking around the grocery store?
That'll get rid of your anxiety real quick,
honey.
No, you know, when you go and get a facial and then they use this high frequency wand to if you have like a breakout or if you have, they just like zap it. It's like a little glass wand. Mm-hmm. They probably use it on you, Jax. You don't.
I've never.
No?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
What are you getting, Jackie?
Yeah.
Not that kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not that kind of bougie.
No, it's not.
Glass wand.
Dude, it's only $30 on Amazon.
That's it?
You try it first and let's see if it works. And then
I have been using it and I actually, granted I just broke out, but that doesn't have to, I don't think that has to do with that. I think my body is like purging still, but anyways.
But your skin looks really good though.
Oh, thank you. But yeah. I've been using it
your
and
skin's always looked really good.
No.
Yeah.
But Riley and I are like on a health and wellness kick right now. And so we got that. We got a red light therapy thing, like this massive thing. Not massive. I mean, it literally is like the size of a book, but
speaking of skin, but hair, how do you feel your hair now?
The water.
With the water?
Okay. Texturally. So like it's night and day. Before, I would take a shower and I would come out, and like when I would let my hair naturally dry, I looked like Mufasa. Like my hair, I was horrified. Like I couldn't. I'd have to like slick it down. I'd like be licking my fingers all the time just like to like put my hairs down. And now it's so soft. Even after I get out of the shower, if I let my hair naturally dry, it's not like disgust. It doesn't feel hard and like coarse. It's like softer.
Interesting. And
when I brush my hair, less hair comes out. So I'm losing less hair and my hair is softer by 1,000%.
So it's worth it.
Okay. So there's a movement.
Now the question is, how do I get it to grow?
Well, now maybe continuing what you've been doing with like, maybe it'll help, or maybe, I don't know, the bad hard water was like almost
not
negating everything.
It was probably not helping the follicles. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was probably
that now your probably hair is like receptive to anything that you're going to put into it.
Exactly.
Because it's not like, I don't know, gross and got all that shit in it.
And then I stopped taking the thyroid medication because, you know, I was like on that cusp, like where it was like, you don't really need it. And then I was like, okay, well maybe also just like getting my levels back down naturally, which they say is get on a gluten-free, sugar-free diet, adding B vitamins. Jackie's face is horrified. Jackie loves her
horrified.
Bread.
No, gluten.
Gluten.
No gluten,
honey.
No gluten.
So gluten-free, dairy-free. Oh, no, sorry. Gluten-free, sugar-free, adding B vitamins, and then and getting on a probiotic is supposed to lower your hypothyroidism.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So.
So are you doing it?
I mean, I just looked it up yesterday.
Oh.
So we'll see. And I have a little cream in my coffee. So no, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
But I can think about it. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the thought.
Yeah, it's like think about it. Your body thinks it's doing it, right? So it's like tricking yourself.
That's like manifesting a little bit. But yeah, so you know, all things to sort of try to get into a better, you know, healthy space. Yeah.
Well, let us know. Let us know if you do it. Check in.
I'll let you know about my gluten-free journey.
Gluten-free, sugar-free.
I know. Also, we're going to do our first Humble and Hungry event.
Woo-woo.
So it's happening. I'll give you some.
Well, we have them like every week.
That's
so
true.
I'm just excited that ever.
See, and that was sort of my thing. I was like, you know, our boozy lunches, like, why don't we invite the fourth sister to our boozy lunches? So it's not going to be a live show. This first one's not going to be a live show. It's just going to be like, come hang out with us, a little boozy lunch type of thing. So it's going to be, I'll give you guys some details. It's going to be December 9th. It's going to be in Orange County on a rooftop. And it's going to be like a sunset type of vibe. It's going to be, you know, champagne cocktails, some past hors d'oeuvres, hang out with us, hang out with the sisters, hang out with my mom and Riley and, you know, all the fam. Yeah. So again, not live show because we'll get into, that's a bigger production, which we'll get into next year for sure. But this one's still going to be fun. We're going to hang out. There's going to be music. It's just going to be a really good time. And again, all proceeds are going to be going to children and women that are in need, overseas during all of this craziness. So, you know, we can at least come together, have a good time. It's for a good cause. Yeah. And it's going to be, you know, during the holidays. So we can all get together and, well, I guess I'll give it away. Never mind. I'll wait. But it's going to be on a rooftop and it's going to be fun. And so we can dress.
I wonder where that would be.
Well, there's actually two. It changed.
Right. So
originally it was going to be on one. Now it's going to be on another.
Oh, yeah. I think I know. I think I'm following.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you doing it?
I'm excited.
Like my Patreon people, they're called my humble bees. And where the rooftop is, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So I'm going to do a walkthrough, I think like later this week and get everything organized, but I'm excited. So Patreon, we're basically going to have tickets up on Patreon first and give everybody first dibs there, and then we'll make it public. And I'll be posting it on either my website or social media. You guys can get your tickets, but yeah, come hang out with us, have a drink with us, and we can just shoot the shit and hang out and have some fun and, you know, make it a girls' night, ladies.
Yeah.
Love it.
So yes. I love it.
That's going to be a lot.
I know. I'm excited about that. You guys, I want to talk about a sponsor of mine that I am honestly obsessed with. So don't fast forward through this because you're going to want to hear this. So I have always struggled with shopping for myself, and I don't like shopping online. I hate going to the stores. But finally, there was a solution for me. And honestly, I think it's going to be the best solution for you too. It's called Stitch Fix. And they get me. You basically go whole style process. Okay. And they will ask you in-depth details about sizing, your budget. They'll ask you all these questions. And once you go through and fill out all of these sort of questionnaires, you are going to be able to get styles and clothes sent directly to your house. They have over 1,000 brands and styles. So no matter what sort of season of life you're in, Stitch Fix has you covered. There are, again, like questions that you can go through saying like, hey, do you like this style or do you prefer this style? I mean, they are so detail oriented. And over time, you know, Stitch Fix and their season style experts will understand you. Like, they're experts and the stylists will understand you so well. They're already going to know what you like and what you don't like. And then the best part is that you basically get this box with all of this amazingly curated sort of clothes for you. Like, a stylist picked this out for you. You pick what you want. You pick what you don't want. They already have a prepackaged bag. You basically put what you don't want back in the bag. You send it back. You don't get charged for it. And it's incredible. It saves you time. It saves you energy and the stress of having to go and buy things. I'm telling you, this has been such a game changer for me. I'm obsessed with it. I've kept so much of their clothes, and I am just, I'm beyond obsessed with it. And thanks to Stitch Fix, they have been able to give us a code today, and I'm so excited. If you want to go try it out, go to stitchfix.com/humble, and you're going to get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/humble, stitchfix.com/humble.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Enjoy it. But what else is going on, guys?
Can we go into Love is Blind?
Oh, the finale?
Yeah. And the reunion.
That's what I meant. Oh, right. The finale.
Because we didn't record anything for the finale.
That's true. It's kind of a snooze fest. I'm kind of over it. I didn't even finish watching the reunion.
Totally. You didn't miss much.
Lydia and Milton still together. They got married. That was definitely a plot twist. I don't think anyone saw that one really coming.
I didn't see that one coming either.
And then obviously Stacey and Izzy not together. No. Stacey said no. He said yes. I don't know. The whole season I thought was just so weird.
So weird. And then I don't know. I cannot for the life of me stand Stacey.
Oh, you don't like Stacey?
I don't like her anymore.
No.
I don't mind her.
I retract my comments from before. Can we delete that episode? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I don't mind her. I, you know, listen, she wants like an older man that has his shit together, that can, you know, support her and if she wants to, and not have to like be the man in the relationship. She was like the man in the relationship with Izzy, and I don't blame her.
Yeah, no, and I think just her personality, like her, like just she was really ugly to Johnny, and I didn't like that. And I thought she was such a bully, and she was so like,
yeah, but we also didn't see what happened. Maybe. And not to say Johnny deserved it, but maybe there was something to it where she was like, you know what? Like, you're fake. You're this, you're that. I get it. Like, don't come off mean. Like, there's no need to be mean. But maybe she just had it with her. Maybe it was like, you know what? Screw you.
But what? No, because that's pure jealousy. And the fact that Izzy even liked her is what pissed her off. And so she let it out of her.
I don't think she was jealous of Johnny.
Like, it's a form of jealousy or like, it pissed her off that she's in the same category as her.
And she did not like that.
And I think deep down she kept saying, like, she was just like
what, she was just, I think what annoyed her was like, we're not even on the same playing field. Stacey thinks that she's up here and she thinks Johnny's down here. So it wasn't even that she was jealous of her. It was the fact that like, how dare you even put us in the same category?
That's what I'm trying to say. And so she was just like, I don't know. And she let it out on Johnny. And I think that was like, it was just
fast forward to the reunion. Yes. The sidebar conversation that Johnny and what's his name? Chris? Chris. I don't know. He's like, he's so cute. Like, I just want to like pet him.
The cheater.
The cheater.
Oh my God. Okay. But their sidebar conversation, which by the way, was so rude when Stacey was talking. I'm so glad Vanessa was like, would you guys like to share what you're talking about as Stacey is speaking?
Right. Yeah.
Vanessa won some points with me.
Up.
Yes, she actually did this time.
Yeah, she did. But when she was like, "Don't worry, I did it too." Oh God. Okay. She was like, "Don't worry, I did it too." Remember when she said that?
About
did what to?
That's what I don't know what they were talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I may have to rewatch just that portion.
Yeah.
That's
it was so sketchy because, I mean, again, they had, you know, this happened a year ago.
Right.
So a lot happened. But the fact that Izzy and
almost two years ago,
that Izzy and Johnny hooked up.
Right. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I would have
kind of loved that. I love that for them.
Died.
I don't. By the way, it's like so gross. So gross. And this is why men and women cannot be friends. This is why, like, no, I just find it so icky. And ew, like, you were engaged to Stacey because you couldn't stand Johnny. And then here you are hooking up with her. I just find men to be so gross sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. But then
you were so passionate and you were crying. And all of a sudden you're sucking her face.
But we didn't hook up. It was just a kiss. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. You know, there was more to that.
For sure. Yeah. There was probably texting. There was probably like, there was more than just a kiss.
Gross. All of it.
And I think Stacey was like, ew.
Oh, absolutely ew.
Like, sure. You talked all this shit. And here you are.
But I'm not surprised because if they had a connection in the pod and now it's like the real world, like you were totally right. Like it didn't work out with Stacey. And now maybe I did mess up and maybe I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's a mind fuck. Like totally. That whole thing is just, I don't know. But then I was super shocked that Chris cheated and ghosted Johnny. Like, totally. I was not.
Yeah, that was a plot twist for sure.
Yeah, like, you couldn't even have sent a text, bro. Like, come on. Like, hey, I met somebody else. No.
Like, just ghosted her.
Ghosted.
I mean, did she deserve it? Because
he didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Hurt my feelings. I'd rather have my feelings hurt than ghosted.
Yeah, I'm like, I think ghosting is like the worst.
Yeah. Even, yeah.
Yeah. So bizarre.
And the whole JP and Taylor, that was hard to watch.
She's so, I think out of everybody, she was my favorite.
Oh, I didn't even finish the episode. I couldn't watch.
Oh my God. Oh, you missed it. And then the Uche and Lydia and then Aaliyah comes out.
Oh, I saw that part. That's when I turned it off. I was like, I was like a Vicky Gunvalson. I was so bored.
But then when all of the stuff came out about Uche, like texting Milton on the day of the wedding,
And, oh, he did?
Yeah. Like, and then he texted both the girls the same exact message. And
oh, damn.
He's been, yeah, no, I think if anything, he's the psycho one.
I think he
I think he definitely was. That's why I think he was trying to make Lydia look crazy when Lydia was like, dude, you're the one that cheated. Like, you made me go crazy pretty much.
Yep. And guys will, I mean, if you're in a bad relationship, it, like we talked about the last time, it will bring out the ugly in you.
Yes, we all have a little crazy in us.
Yeah. But Milton, I love Milton, you guys.
No.
Yeah, he went either.
They're very sweet.
I love him. For 24, he's very, very sweet, very mature, and super intelligent. Just, I thought he won the show.
He's the MVP. I agree.
He's the real MVP.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that was really good. I have, and then other than that, I haven't watched any other shows.
You didn't watch that Naked Attraction show?
No. Girl, I can't have penises on my screen.
Oh, you didn't watch it either? Oh, okay. I can only watch two episodes at a time because I feel like it's too much.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I can't even do, like, Love Island and, like, Too Hot to Handle. Like, all those, like, shows, I feel like I'm a mother now. I can't watch those things. I'm just kidding.
Although I did watch The Ultimatum, and that was actually really good. I really enjoyed that one.
I'm really into 90 Day Fiancé. Ugh.
I feel like everybody is.
And there's like three different 90 Day Fiancé shows before the 90 days. Oh, I'm hooked. I'm hooked. And then they have Pillow Talk, where all the other past contestants come and they watch the show and they give feedback. So now I'm hooked on like four different shows.
About the one show.
No, because
okay, that's excessive.
No wonder you have anxiety. I just have anxiety like listening to the shows you have to watch now to keep up with.
Girl, go for a walk. Go touch the earth. Go take your shoes off and go touch.
Go connect with nature.
No, it's a little check from reality. You kind of like watch other people's hot messes and you're like, my life ain't so bad.
I don't know, man.
Actually, I could be on that show right
you
now.
You are right there. I don't know.
Like, I'm one conversation away from being casted.
On which show?
On this 90 day. Oh my God. It's so bad.
Oh my God. Oh. I know. Can you talk about that on Patreon? He's not going to listen.
No, he doesn't listen. Yeah, we can for sure talk about it. I have an update. So yes.
Okay. Talk about it. So why don't we talk a little bit about it on here and then we can just sort of finish it on Patreon with the shit that you can't say.
Well,
How do you do that?
I'm an open book. I don't know how.
I don't know. Just start talking, girl. Cause that shit is juicy.
Okay. So after Cabo, you know how I told you guys we broke up. He was super shady. Right. Completely. He said it was the podcast and this and that. And he said all of these things he wanted to break up.
Hold on. And if you guys don't remember this conversation, we talked about this a few weeks ago where Jessica, you know.
Snaggletooth. Just remember Snaggletooth.
All those Snaggletooth.
That'll ruin you.
This was like 3 weeks ago and she was talking about their breakup because it was already sort of in the works.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, babe. You leaving? Okay.
Oh,
the girls. And
I love you. Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Mm-hmm. He's like, I see you guys all the time.
Hi.
Much love.
What happened? Who's? Oh, Jackie Mark Wahlberg's at Lido today. You both.
And I invited you, but she said she couldn't make it.
Yeah, he did invite us.
What?
It's because it's Jackie goes, what?
I was not
Jackie
invited.
Jackie goes, I was not invited. We were all invited, but it's from 12 to 2.
Jackie, I'll see you at from 12 to 2.
Hanging up. Bye.
I'm just visiting, having some lunch.
I love you, baby. Love you. I'll call you in a little bit. They're having an event on Topside. Do you care that much? You're like, yes, I do.
Not really. If he was single, yes. I have no chance unless his entourage is single. Then
I mean, he does. He rolls deep, but
he does. Are they hot?
Yeah, he has like freaking 12, 15 people just around him at all times.
All right, let me get dressed.
Okay.
Wait, and you're not going to go?
We have an event at the Pendry tonight at like 5:30. So I don't want to have to go to Lido, come back. I don't know, just like a lot of driving to Newport and coming back just to like.
I don't want to drive for that event. And then go to that.
Oh, right, Jack. Oh. After Jackie just fucking drove around the world.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I'd be like, bitch, I will be there at 11:45.
And she'll Uber on the way. She'll pick up people and drop them off on their way. I don't know. I'm, you know what it is? I'm not very like, I don't like fangirl like that.
I'm not saying like, you know, like, Mark!
Sunlight did it.
Hello, Mark.
Well, I'm also going to be with him in Vegas.
I know, but this is the perfect opportunity to like talk, do the small talk. So when you see him again in Vegas in less than a month, you'll be like, hey, yeah, how you doing?
I also have a lot of anxiety right now. So I like to blame it on shit, but really it's just because I just have anxiety and I don't know what I would even say.
Hey, Mark, how's the family?
I hate that shit.
Don't blame it on anxiety. Oh, it's just, or don't blame it on fangirling. That's totally what it is.
Valid. I feel like Kendall Jenner. Remember, she gets like social anxiety like crazy.
Oh,
I get that too. Even though I'm an extrovert, I hate it. I'm like an introvert.
I know. I know. And even having the event with everybody, like I'm excited to meet everybody, but I also have like a little anxiety of like, oh my gosh. I don't know. Jackie does not know.
Nope. I'm like, let's go, friends.
Jackie's going to start a conga line.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I'm going to go to the restroom. I'll be right back. I'll stay there for like an hour in like a stall.
She's by herself.
Oh my God. Anyways. Okay, Jessica, back to you. Go.
Okay, so after.
So you left us at Cabo and then you guys ended it.
He ended it basically after the Cabo trip. But then he reached out like a couple of weeks later. He's like, I've just got a lot of going on in my personal life. And I was like, okay. Like aside from like me. And he was like, yeah. And then he says, I can't talk about it. So I was like, okay. So then probably like a month goes by.
He had been ghosting you, ghosting you.
He'd been ghosting me.
He Chris'd you.
He did. I'm Johnny. Call me Johnny.
Jessica is no longer Jessica. She's Johnny.
Just call me JJ. Just JJ.
Oh my gosh.
He was out drinking and we had gotten a little bit of an argument. And then he was like, well, do you really want to know what's going on? And I'm like, yeah, that's, I,
you're like, no, keep me in the dark. I love darkness.
Right. I was like, what's up? And I was like, don't tell me. Your ex is pregnant. And then he's like.
You called it out like that?
Why?
Because I just had a feeling. I don't know. I just had a feeling.
And then
he stayed quiet. And then he's like, yeah, she is. And then I was
like, oh
my God. And then I was like, whose is it? And then he's like, it's mine. And I started crying. Like I couldn't help it. It was like one of those like
perro. Dog. I mean, he's a dog.
My gut just you know that feeling where your insides come out and like it's the most weird, ugly feeling you've ever had. Like your stomach drops, you feel like throwing up, like it was horrible. His story, in quotes.
This is the best story.
Jessica, you've come a long way, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Because now you put it in quotations.
Let's just put it out there.
Growing up, girl.
Story.
Growing up. Finally. 40 and growing up.
Okay, you guys. I'm going to stop you right there. We have so much juice and details about this breakup. Head over to Patreon. You're going to just finish and hear how that ended. It's craziness. It's craziness. But I hope that this was at least a little bit of a distraction for you today. Again, I know it's very heavy in the world right now. And so, you know, we're just trying to do our part and at least have a little bit of relief for you. So, love you all. Thank you. Make sure to keep an eye out for those tickets. December 9th. It's happening. We're doing an event, Humble and Hungry event, our very first one. I want to see you all. I want to hug you and just meet you. So keep an eye out for that. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.